Okay, we thank you very much. We're now going to move on to this question of black dance with our next guest, Ron. Let me see this. Ron Parker, okay? We'll take a little music break and move on.
This is a different type of wake song. Take this hammer, Chad, and give it to the captain and tell him I'm gone. Every time the men say, ah, the hammer falls, the hammer rings, and we swing, and we sing. That long voice is getting you rest. Take this hammer, ah, and carry it to the captain.
Yeah, we'd like to welcome Ron Parker, producer and a member of the Central African Dance Ensemble. Central Avenue, for many of the listening audience may not know, was kind of like the Harlem of Los Angeles back in the 20s, 30s, 40s. And welcome, sir.
Yes.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
We thank you very much. The song we just listened to by Lead Belly, what dance would be done to that? And what's the history of all of this?
Well, Take This Hammer, and it's representing work songs. We have a dance in our program called the Hammer Dance. And what that essentially is about is, in the late 1800s, after blacks were freed, they went to work on various infrastructure projects like the railroads. And one of the things that would happen is they would, again, from slavery times, they would come up with these ways of putting rhythm into their work. So, example, if you're working on a railroad with a hammer, you got five guys. Well, you start singing a song, and you follow the rhythm of that song in order to, slam the hammer down on the nail. And this song actually is from the late 1800s. It was recorded by Lead Belly in the early 1900s. But a lot of those songs, a lot of the blues, a lot of the work songs that were recorded in the early 1900s were actually songs that were sung in the late 1800s.
Okay, we're going to go to the next song, called Catewalk, the Beeple Leaf Rag by Cindy Bett. We need a little track for that right quick. And Cakewalk, what's that all about in terms of dance?
Well, again, that's another dance which hails from the 1800s, actually back into the days of slavery. Back in those days, of course, the slaves would like to come up to the big house and watch the whites and their activities. Where the whites, the high society whites, they would have these big balls, where they would do the line dances and couple dances that were popular that day. Well, the slaves would imitate that. So the white slave masters found that so entertaining that they actually organized competitions, where they would have their slaves, do their jig dances and compete. And the winner of the dance, right, the winning slave or slaves would receive cake as their reward. Therefore, the type of dance or jig that they were doing was thus called cakewalk. And this is a dance that was popular in the late 1800s, and then sort of died down, but had a resurgence in the early 1900s again. And we see it a lot in vaudeville.
Okay, we're going to do the next song, Fad Dances by Sidney Brech. Go ahead, track three. And the background of this one in terms of dance?
Well, in our show, we're segmented. We're actually going from the 1800s all the way to modern times. So in the in the early part of the 1900s up to, let's say, around 1920, you had a number of fad dances, turkey trot, chicken scratch. There's ones that you probably are more familiar with, the Black Bottom and Charleston. So this is just a song in which we actually represent some of those dances on stage.
Okay, we're going to go to the next track, 5.
Record is unique in that it features a distinctly new syncopated rhythm called the charleston.
Charleston, we're kind of familiar with the Charleston in terms of these gangster movies of the 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
Give us a little background on that.
Well, the Charleston, first of all, is one of the most popular social dances in the history of the United States. I mean, I think everybody has heard of the Charleston. And when you, most of the videos you look at, whether it's on television, whether it's on YouTube, you normally see flappers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are always, always typically white. Well, the dirty little secret of this dance is it originated as a black dance, okay, out of Charleston, South Carolina. You know, blacks were dancing it, and like most dances that blacks danced, it was considered a jungle dance, a forbidden dance. But yet, a few young whites happened to catch wind of it and say, hey, this is cool. And they started dancing it to the music that was popular during that time, and guess what? It just blew up. You've seen that happen with Lindy Hop, swing, and even in recent times, hip-hop and breakdancing. So, it's just a story that keeps repeating itself, and that's one of the things that we're trying to bring forward in our program, The History of Black Dance in America.
Okay, we're going to go on to track 6, Black Bottom by Sidney Bechet. Okay, Black Bottom, give us a story on that.
Well, it's originally from New Orleans, and it just sort of, worked its way around the country. Again, one of those dances that was sort of, forbidden, that just, the blacks did. But somehow I think this dance kind of wound up in vaudeville and became popular there, and thusly became a popularly danced dance in the United States. In fact, you see it in several films, from that era.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to go to Cheek to Cheek with Fred Astaire. Track 7.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek.
I was surprised when I looked at the listing, Fred Astaire. I was kind of tied him to like European white folks dance, but you have him within the history of black dance. Why is that? How's that work out?
Well, it is a very interesting story. First of all, Fred Astaire himself, as you know, is a very renowned tapper, but he himself credits Bill Robinson, sometimes called Bojangles, as being an inspiration and a mentor of his in terms of his tap dancing. And he wants to remark that the Nicholas Brothers tapping, now remember, Fred Astaire was one of the most famous dancers in the history of film, but yet he himself said that the most famous dance number in film was the Nicholas Brothers in Stormy Weather.
Mm-hmm.
But to Foxtrot itself, that dance there is some controversy as to, who actually created it. The year is 1914. That's what we know for sure. And there's some controversy whether it was a vaudevillian guy named, Harry Fox, or whether it was the Castles, Vernon and Irene Castle, who were famous ballroom dancers at the time. What most people don't know is that the Castles went on a European tour to introduce Foxtrot. Mm-hmm. And their arranger, okay, for that tour was Mr. James Reese Europe. James Reese Europe was an African-American colonel in the United States Army, okay? And as a matter of fact, if you remember the movie Stormy Weather, mm-hmm. When Lena Horne and Bill Robinson are in the club, there's an Army band playing, a mm-hmm. man in an Army uniform. That man is being is supposed to represent James Reese Europe. So you have a black man, and of course they couldn't do this in the United States because of racism, but you have a black man who was their inspiration for the Foxtrot, which they made popular around the world.
Okay, we're going to move now to Jeep Jockey Jump by Glenn Miller. Track 8. Sounds a little bit like a Lindy Hop. Is that true?
Absolutely correct. In our show, now remember, a lot of these songs were chosen as background music for the dances that you know we're presenting, and we're also in this show. It's not only entertainment but education. We have a little narrative about each dance. The Shim Sham. What we do two dances to this song. First is the Shim Sham Shimmy, which was originated in the 1920s by Mr. Leonard Reed, who was a sort of a black impresario at the time, entertainment impresario at the time. And the dance was created during that period. One of the blacks sort of traveled around the country. They had their own little circuit called the Chitlin Circuit, mm-hmm. you know, where they traveled around in vaudeville. And of course, the most popular act in the circuit was tap. You know, who was an entertainer, right, knew how to tap. But the problem was is that, you know, you'd have a tapper from I don't know, Georgia, and a tapper from New York, you know, and they could, you know, unless they had time to spend together to put a routine together, you know, they couldn't do something together. So Leonard Reed came up with the idea of creating a line dance for tappers. That was called the Shim Sham Shimmy. Mm. And that is still danced by not only tappers, but also swing dancers and Lindy Hoppers to this day. And, of course, the second part of this dance, we do the Lindy Hop, which was created at the Savoy Theater, the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem back in the late 1920s.
Okay, my brother, I'm familiar with it from the Malcolm X film, but we kind of have to wrap up. But once again, you're with the Central Avenue Dance Ensemble, and you're having an event coming up where people can actually see this whole history. We only hit maybe 9 of the 22 different dances and dance styles that evolved in terms of the history of black dance. Can you give some detailed information about how people in the listening audience can attend and support this effort?
Yes, absolutely. It's the history of black dance in America. It's going to be shown at the Crozier Theater in Inglewood, which is right across the street from Inglewood City Hall, and actually right across the street from the Inglewood Police Department. Safest place in Inglewood you can be. It's at Saturday, February 12th at 7:30, and you can get more information about it at our website, which is www.historyofblackdance.org. That's www.historyofblackdance.org.
Hopefully I can get inside and check this out, brother. It's very, very nice having you. It's very informative. I learned a lot, and I wish we had the time to go through the other 12 dances, dance epochs in terms of the evolution of black dance in America. We thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for the time.
Forward.